You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Blurred Lines there on Phoenix FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Pete Abram and booking agent Jenny. Well, I've been calling her just Jenny because that's what she's got on her email. And she's a PR and booking agent. We're going to talk to her first, actually, because she's got an interesting job that she's doing outside that work. Hello, Jenny.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great today, thanks. How are you?
And I can't see you because it's got this massive great bit of tinsel right in front of me. Yeah, someone's decorated the studio, and I noticed, if you look at the lights, they look like a set of...
they're great.
Boobs, don't they? A lot of giant set of boobs up on the wall, but there you go, all in fairy lights. Now, apart from doing your PR work, we've been talking about this Salon Guinea Pig. Quickly tell me about that before we start.
Okay, it's a free website, it's a free service, you can register for free. Volunteers like myself can volunteer for beauty treatments for people who are training in the beauty business. They're doing their last assessments under supervision, and you can get free and discounted treatments that way. The people that are training can easily access their models through the website, and it's a national service.
Not like the national service as in going into the army, obviously. And what level are the people that go on to this? How far trained are they? When you say that, obviously they're learning how to do that.
Yeah, it's generally people who are doing their last assessments so that they can go on and do their thing in the salons.
So they're pretty good then.
Yeah, it's things like Botox and fillers delegates that are medically trained.
I'm just typing the number in the phone now.
Semi-permanent makeup, and then you can get your usual stuff like haircuts and.
Yeah, massage. I think I'll give that one a miss.
Those days are gone, eh?
That'd be quite. That first year student could probably do that one quite easily. that's fantastic. So, and if someone is interested in that, they can get in touch with you by. You got a website?
Yeah, it's www.salonguineapig.co.uk. There's also an advertising offer on there. You can get something on a banner for £12 a month if you want to be a sponsor. It'll click straight into your website. We've got over 17,000 members at the moment that will see your advert. And it's admin@salonguineapig.co.uk. If there's any interest in sponsoring the website.
Okay, I'll put the link on the show page blog, so you'll be able to find that on the page with Pete. Actually, it'll be. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'd like to be called Just Petey.
Just Petey.
Yeah, if that's okay, it's my new name.
Petey was
I'm Gidler, yeah.
Petey was the budgie where they chopped the head off. Do you remember in the...
with the Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah. This is Petey. They taped it back up. Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show. Now, you're from Colchester, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah. Yeah, not too far to come.
No, it's not too far. It's a lovely, lovely place, actually, Colchester.
Thanks very much. I built it myself.
It's...
didn't take me long.
It's they've got a football team. Not too bad.
But they're all right, yeah. We've got Elton John as well coming to play the stadium in June, so that's a nice thing for Colchester. If you're an Elton John fan, if you're not, then...
It's going to be on X Factor, isn't he, in a couple of weeks? Next week, I think, yeah. X Factor. It was Elton John night last night, apparently. I didn't watch it, but what do you think of Brentwood now? It's getting so much attention. It's in the news all the time with a Towie, isn't we, and all this stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, do you watch any of that?
I don't have TV at home, actually. I moved out with the purpose of not wanting to watch TV, so I haven't got any TV. And also, when the TV licence man comes in, he ain't got a leg to stand on with me. So, I don't watch any TV. I have seen a little bit of X Factor and stuff, and I do know of Towie, but I've just never watched it.
And you're not, you're not a stranger to reality TV, because you was on BBC... The Fame Academy.
BBC One thing, yeah, it's a little bit on BBC Three as well. It's like a live stream. It was done by Endemol, so it was similar to Big Brother, but it was like a talent show as well, you know. And so it did have like 24-hour live streaming. That's 10 years ago to the day, actually. Wow. Not to the day, to the year.
Well, we'll talk about that a bit later on. Let's just go to the music. How would you describe your music genre at the moment?
Well, I'm in a band called Broken Eyes, and we're like a six-piece band. We've got a bloke on decks as well, which is kind of like scratching in stuff and looping in stuff, so it's kind of making it interesting. I was brought up on like Britpop, so I think that kind of like shows through and like influences like Killers and stuff, but also I'm working with people into like house music, so it's a bit of a mishmash of styles. Stuff I'm going to play for you is just stuff I've written myself, which is really kind of just personal acoustic stuff, because I do my own acoustic kind of sets as well, but... as well as the band kind of keeping them running in tandem, really, if that's a phrase. Yeah,
you started the band in 2009, wasn't it? It's been going a while.
Something like that, yeah. It takes a little while to get her out together, literally.
Who else is in the band?
We've got someone called Max, who's brilliant, and he's probably one of the best bassists I've ever seen. You know, I've been doing it, kind of, obviously, 10 years since Fame Academy, if not before, and his quality. So, yeah, it's amazing how he's come along and really transformed the band, like, with work ethic and also just, like, in time, and never kind of realised how good it would be to have a great rhythm section, which is just totally in time, like, singing to a backing track.
I could mention
other people, but I've only mentioned him. We've got Justin, who I co-write the stuff with. We've got a girl on lead guitar called Shelley, who's amazing, and a little bloke who looks like a Lego man in the background doing drums. So it's all good.
That could be me, though. What is the music you do separately on your solo and guitar different to what you do in a band, or do you just do bigger band versions of some of your songs?
Pretty much, yeah. I'd give the songs to the band if they think that, because some songs I write aren't necessarily Brokenized type songs. Got a few of those, so I keep them to myself. But then others, which I kind of think, yeah, they are going to be a band song if the band like them, then we just transform and then they kind of take over from there. Really, I just give them the basic chords.
Just say, Jenny, she looks out the window, Jenny, a minute ago, and then ducked down as she came over, like it was just like she was on TV under the camera. Did you see that? What's she ducking under? Oh, you're ducking under the filming.
Pay attention. I can't see
the filming going on over there. You know what I mean? It's got a film crew following around with an iPhone with a big light on it. Actually, it's like a little bit it's crocodile skin. It's crocodile skin filming going on. Let's get a track on, Pete. You're going to sing a live track. What are you going to do for us first?
This is a new one. It was written about a girl. I've recently split up with her, so it should go quite nicely. It's called Sanctuary Girl.
Take it away.
Thanks. Sanctuary girl, I found you left out in the world, and sleeping's hard when you're not home. You taught me how to love again. But I was blindsided from the jump. Poor me, just wanna be pure me, loving you endlessly, reaching out, no return. I guess we got caught out in the rain, but we'll keep on burning on and on. Don't wanna get away, I just wanna stay with you. You are my heart and soul combined. I'm hearing that angels are in town calling out. When you feel there is no way out, I'll be the light to show you the way. I put my heart out on the line. I'm hearing that angels are in town calling out. Calling out. My sanctuary girl, you found me ghost lost out on the streets in another world. So come on, baby, come on home, and I'll teach you how to love again. Reaching out. No return. I guess we got caught out in the rain, but we'll keep on burning on and on. I don't want you to get away. I just wanna stay with you. You are my heart and soul combined. I'm hearing that angels are in town calling out. There's a match light glowing in the distance. A Bob Marley poster on my wall, lit up by a deep red lava lamp, crystal angels. I'm hearing an angel calling out. There's a torchlight burning fireflies, whispering sweet little neat little cherry drops, raining pretty strangers from the rooftops.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, that was good.
Thanks.
Fantastic voice, fella.
Cheers, man.
Good range as well, dropping into the
vibrator
there. Yeah, I mean, sounds like I'm on the panel now, doesn't it, of a show. No, really good. And that song was called again?
Sanctuary Girl. I've literally just wrote it a few days ago, so I might change the title, but for now... Sanctuary Girl. I was thinking, I don't know, maybe we could have a phone in. I was thinking maybe Cherry Drop Angels, but that might be a bit too pretentious for it.
This is why I've done so many songs. I couldn't write a song that quick and remember the lyrics. You're writing an EP at the moment. It was due to come out. Is that ready to come out now? Are you nearly completed the EP?
Things are taking a little bit. With the band one, we were getting a bloke from Newtown Kings, who like a big band in Colchester, like a reggae band, and he wants to like produce it. So we're going to wait on next year for that. I think for my kind of personal stuff like this, we've had DJ kind of in the band. I'm going to kind of like do some stuff with him. So hopefully get something out early next year, really, including this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Then put some strings on it and big band production with it.
Who influences your music? Is it unique, or do you have do you draw on you know, what do you listen to normally? What's your favourite music to listen to?
I don't know if it shows, but I'm quite big on Ryan Adams. I bought everything he's ever had, and,
yep.
And also kind of I think listening to his lyrics that probably inspired me a lot. Probably to just the point of because when I first wrote lyrics, it used to be just some kind of like, you know, regurgitate some kind of like almost verbal diarrhea, really, like just whatever. And I never used to kind of go back to him. That used to be fine. That's how I feel. But nowadays I kind of refine the art form a lot more and try and get everything, you know, to the point. So he's inspired me. Otherwise, Radiohead, really. The Benz album I still listen to a lot. That's probably the reason I got into serious music, that album. I think that was back in about 95 or something. And I still listen to it. Love Radiohead, so... They've been a big influence.
Well, it's funny, we're just talking about doing a live phone in, and the phone just rang.
I know it
is as well. It's the other guest, Eddie's on his way. He's probably lost.
Good.
And that's why I left the mobile on. And so, yeah, I mean, it's Radiohead's another great band, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's you can pick that out on that track, you know, on your style, as you said.
Mm.
On the have you got involved in any videos, or are you trying to veer away from that?
What's
music videos?
Oh, music! I'm glad to clear that up.
Well, you never know.
I'm not
could
that
be
famous.
Could be exclusive.
That's in the pipeline as well. To be honest, I think next year is going to be a really kind of big year for us to push forward and do stuff like that. I have done videos in the past. I did do a song which I think got to about number 132 in the charts called "Wake Up." But yeah, there was no kind of promotion or anything behind that one, and yeah, I think this time we're going to try and learn from our mistakes and try and do things a little bit better, really. No point rushing something if it's not going to be top quality, no. I think.
I mean, I don't want to delve into the darker side of your career and stuff, but you had a rough time after you came out of Fame Academy. Let's go back to Fame Academy. You was in Fame Academy. I mean, it must be tough because you're in the public eye. It's televised. It's on the internet. There's no escaping it. And then after that, you had a couple of low points. How are you recovering from that?
That kind of stuff, when you put into that obviously shows a lot of flaws in kind of personality and character and stuff like that. And I did have a bit of a weakness for drink and drugs even before I went into the program. And that only, you know, obviously, I wasn't kind of coping well with the whole thing. I wasn't used to recognition, such a catalyst for change, that program. You know, next 6 months, all of a sudden, you're kind of friend. I was living with Fern Cotton, and it was too much for me to take looking back. I was quite annoyed.
Yeah, you dated Fern Cotton, didn't you?
Yeah, I lived with her for about 9 months.
Is that before she was on? That was pre her radio.
It was pre. Yeah, although that's weird because she always used to set herself kind of like goals and targets. Always sort of wrote them down, and one of them was to actually work, because we used to love Bo Selector. One was to work with Lou Francis, which she did on Celebrity Juice, and another one, which was to be a Radio 1 DJ, and she's fulfilled them both, God bless her. Very driven woman. Taught me a few tricks as well.
Do you still keep in touch, or is that a no go?
No, with a lot of my ex-girlfriends as well, I think...
Just write a song about her.
I just write songs about them and annoy the heck out of them, to be honest. Hopefully she'll play it on a radio station one time.
But it was a good experience, though. Fame Academy as well. It's sculptured you into who you are today, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah, and I'm happy with who I am.
So, you can't go back, you can only look forward. But it's good to hear things doing well now. You're writing again. What about gigging? Where can people find you? Are you gigging them live at the moment?
Yeah, with Broken Eyes, we've got one in Friday, which is Sudbury, isn't it? It is Sudbury, so it's fairly local to here. Called the White Horse, isn't it? Yeah. It's called the White Horse, yeah, so that's the next one.
Sudbury, White Horse, okay.
Yeah, we've got a band site, which is www.brokeneyesband.co.uk.
Yeah, I've seen the website. It's a great website.
It's a nice one,
and it tells you everything that's coming up.
Yeah, it's all DIY. We've all done it ourselves. So, it's a really helpful one. So, if you want to come and see it. And to be honest, the band stuff's a lot better than what I could do acoustically. So, it's well worth listening.
Okay. Let's get another live track on. What are you going to sing for us now?
Well, this one, I wrote this 2 days ago. So, I'd like to just.
These are all brand new. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's exactly. See how we go on it.
Okay.
If I muck up, you ain't going to know anyway, are you?
No, I'm not knowing before. No one will know.
No, good.
Take it away.
Oh, now, darling, don't go there.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Pete, have a corker of a track, man.
Cheers, man.
What's, I know you said you only written that a couple of days ago. Talk just quickly through the writing process, because a lot of this is past experiences.
Yeah, a lot of it is just what's affecting me at the time, really. And to be honest, I'm not prolific, as in a sense that I write, you know, I think Ryan Adams talked about him again. He says he tries to write a song a day. I couldn't get that out of myself. You know, I like to have a fiddle with a guitar all day. A little, yeah, it's like, right, I don't know, it's got to be kind of puristic for me. And to be honest, of late, yeah, things have been affecting me. So I write songs, and it's the best way of getting it out of my system.
What comes first? Do you write the... Do you put the lyrics out there first? Do you do the melody? Do you do a bit of both?
That's an interesting question. Because,
I mean, just suddenly just go,
there's different... Yeah, a lot of, like, you know, I know Stereophonics sometimes, that, you know, they'll try and write the chorus or something, or, you know, Lady Gaga will kind of, like, wake up in the middle of the night and she'll have a dictaphone. I generally like to use my finger, but she has a dictaphone. And
that's so
it's
old.
An old joke, it is. I don't have to say it. But then you know, and but for me, it's I'll always write lyrics. That's the first thing. And I'll always put them in a book. I don't know melody or anything like that, but I'll have a wealth of lyrics, which, you know, a bit poetry-esque, really. And then all of a sudden, you find, like, chords which kind of, like, suit each other. And then you'll find words which kind of suit that sentiment, and then little phrases. You're looking for little hooks all the time, obviously. Mm. And it just kind of, like, it grows from there, really. And then it's just about, and then if you have a nice song, you end up, like, walking down the street and you end up humming it and refining it and choosing different words. And it is, you know, but it is a lot about the melody and the bounce, I've realised, especially listening to stuff like Ed Sheeran's album. You know, a lot of it's not the best lyrics, in my opinion. But the bounce is amazing, you know. Yeah. And Coldplay have that as well, you know, just a great idea of melody. And when you're singing live as well, people can't hear the lyrics half the time.
Do you self-criticise yourself? Do you think, oh, you listen back and you think, oh, that doesn't sound right, I'll change that word and move that bit around and...
Yeah, you have to be you kind of worst kind of critic yourself. Don't really you have to be really true to yourself, and otherwise you're never going to move on. You're always going, if you think you're the best or what you're doing, you're going to find other areas to improve on.
Yeah,
which I'm trying to do, really.
What about,
so it's a constant battle, it's a constant journey, really.
What about, and I was talking about Fame Academy and stuff. If the opportunity come, would you go back on reality TV? Is it something you'd look at? If you got the phone call and I said, look, do you want Britain's Got Talent calling for you? Is it all, would you think,
well, that stuff pays, doesn't it? So I wouldn't mind doing that. Like, yeah, you can get me in the jungle and chuck some insects at me. I wouldn't mind if you'd give me like 50 grand. That'd be very nice. Put that down for a mortgage, thank you very much. But yeah, so I'd be up for dinner. It hasn't put me off the whole experience or anything. Like, I really enjoyed aspects of it. But yeah, I think for the time being, I'd think a programme like X Factor or something like that wouldn't be right for me when I've got ties with my band and I'm enjoying myself too much anyway. I'd like to kind of make it a different way this time.
Yeah. But one thing that winds me up with X Factor is, I haven't seen a lot of it this year, is they get an artist, someone like yourself who'd be unique, and then you've got to sing Beyonce, or you've got to sing some, you know, something really cheesy, which is really hard to sing, which won't suit your vocals.
Yeah.
And then they throw you on stage to the critics.
Not showing you at your best. And also the kind of fact that it is so producer orientated, I think, with these programs. You know, you are under the cosh with it. You don't, you know, you're trying to grow as an artist yourself. And in that environment, you can't blame kids for just kind of going along with kind of what the producers want.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of, but I have my own identity, so I don't, you know, they're not going to be able to repackage me or anything.
Okay,
you know.
Well, what's the plan for next year? What you got planned for next year? Get yourself out there.
I'm not drinking anymore, so it's going to be a nice sober Christmas, and then I'm going to be saving up some money. It'd be nice to kind of go away maybe early in the year. Otherwise, just really push on with the music, really. Band-wise, we want to get these recordings done, and you're right about a video. We'll get one to you, a naughty one as well.
Okay.
If you want.
Listen, you'll have to come back. Perhaps we'll pencil a date in the new year for you to come back with the band and do the
whole.
That'll
be fantastic. Yeah, and we'll have a nice CD for you and all signed and ready for you then. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
A lot of luck for the future, fella.
Thank you very much.
I shall be putting that up on the show page blog. You can catch it on fencefef.com under Sunday Lunch, and I'll email you the link. And
just Petey.
Yeah. Just Petey. Every time I see that, I'm going to remind you of that plaster around the head. It's Petey.
Can I just jump in and say,
yeah, sure. You can. Jump
if
in,
you
Jenny.
Would like to book Pete live, please call me on 07946 360338 or email me at just Jenny, that's JustJenny dot Essex at gmail.com.
Was you reading that off? Sorry. She was.
That was pretty good, though.
I thought she was going to duck through one of those things, but she ducked down again. I'm in the way of the camera. Okay, listen, I'm going to get some adverts on and I'll be straight back.
Cheers, Dave.